44. Ashton. Saint and Cashton may have dragged me back here, but that doesn't mean I'll spend my life locked in my room. I'll go crazy. Literally. Maybe that's their plan. Let me drive myself nuts. It wouldn't be hard to do in Carnage. Look at my track record. I wasn't even here a month last time, and I shot Saint and escaped. I've been wandering the halls for an hour now. Not really going anywhere specific. I just needed to get out of my room. There's not even a TV in there, and listening to my own thoughts was giving me a headache. And that damn annoying clock was driving me mad. Coming to a stop in the hallway, I hear voices down at the end and make my way toward them. No one is ever alone here. The place was always full of those that the Lords no longer wanted to deal with. The justice system puts criminals away in the real world. But here, Carnage is where you go when death is too good for you. Carnage is a punishment for the ones who the Lords can't control. They get the taste of power and wealth. They think that they can pull a fast one over on the Lords, and the Lords prove them wrong. An overpopulated prison isn't enough. Here, you are tortured and wish for death. Eventually, I know I'll feel the same way. I might not be a prisoner locked in a cell in the basement, but I'm also not free. I'll die here. Saint was right. He'll keep me alive and use me until he gets bored, then he'll bury me in the woods with all the others. The world will never know the difference. To them, I've been dead for years. Coming to a stop, I peek into a room and see two guys and a woman, none of whom I know. I bite my bottom lip, watching the man separate the large batch of Coke out onto a coffee table while he sits on a leather couch. Both men are wearing faded blue jeans and black t-shirts, and each has a gun on their hip attached to their belts. Security of some kind, I'm sure. Can I have some? He pauses, the razor blade in the center, and he looks up at the woman.
What will you do for it?
He asks. His dark eyes lazily run over her body. She's dressed in a pair of cotton shorts and a tank top. Her dark hair is matted and her clothes are too big. They're starving her. They do that to you here. It's harder to run and fight when you're weak. They love to see you beg for the essentials. Anything, she says desperately, licking her cracked lips. Her vacant eyes focus on the drugs she's craving. Another way to keep you compliant. Get you addicted to drugs. She reaches up and moves her hair to lay over one shoulder, and my breath catches when I see the 666 brand on the back of her neck. It's her. The one I watched get dragged into the room and was placed in the straitjacket and then tortured. She changed my life that night. I've wondered more than once if Tyson and Miles showed up at my mother's to get rid of me for what I saw here at Carnage, while trying to blame it on my brother and whatever he was going through. I hate that I'll never know the truth. After that night, I had fallen for Saint more than I already was. I still wish things would have been different. I never blamed Saint, Hayden, or Cashton for the life they were going to live one day. They hated their fathers, but they were lords. And a lord never questions when he's asked to serve. I actually wanted to be his and love this life with him. I would have run hell with him, no questions asked, but I was an idiotic little girl who didn't understand what lay ahead.
Hey, I bought it. I get a piece too.
The other guy whines.
Sure. To show you our good faith, we'll let you take a hit before payment.
The guy on the couch says as he finishes separating five lines. He removes his wallet, rolls up a $100 bill, and hands it to her. She bends over and takes her hit before throwing her head back, sniffing. The muscles in her neck tighten at the motion.
Go ahead, have another.
The guy offers with a smile. She doesn't need to be told twice and greedily takes another.
How's that feel?
He asks, standing from the couch. Good. She nods softly. So good. She stumbles, probably already on something else, and he gets up to help steady her. Who knows what the fuck is actually in that? It could be laced with anything.
Time for payment.
He chuckles, grabbing her matted hair and throwing her down onto the coffee table. She moans, her back arching. The first guy walks over to a drawer and removes some rope. He brings her arms around her legs, tying them in place, practically putting her in a ball. He walks to the edge of the coffee table and wastes no time, ripping her shorts and underwear off her, and starts to fuck her pussy, while the other fucks her mouth that hangs off the opposite end. A third guy I hadn't noticed before stands in the far corner, jacking off. This is exactly how I remember Carnage to be when I was hiding out here. What else is there to do other than get fucked up, drink, and have sex? Absolutely nothing. Honestly, it was the perfect place for me. Until it wasn't. I spent most of my time naked and tied to Saint's bed, and he used me whenever he wanted. I have a feeling history will repeat itself, and I hate how wet my pussy gets at that thought. I shouldn't want him. He's going to hurt me. You like pain. He'll kill me eventually. What's there to live for? I have no one, and haven't for years. I've been walking the earth pretending to be someone I'm not. It was lonely. Even when I met James and moved him in with me, it wasn't the same as it was with Saint. If I'm going to die, it might as well be death by sex at the hands of the only man I've ever loved. I guess I owe him that. I did shoot and leave him for dead. Lords always get their revenge. The woman takes the guy's cock down her throat like a pro. I'm guessing she's had plenty of practice. I can see from here the way her body gets off on them fucking her. The guy who is balls deep in her cunt laughs.
Who said you could come?
He pulls out, looking down at his cum-covered cock. He goes to plunge into her once more when the one in the corner steps out.
I want a taste.
The guy fucking her pussy runs two fingers between her shaking legs to wet his fingers. He holds them up, and the third guy opens his mouth, but instead, he slaps him and orders.
Then get on your fucking knees.
The third guy drops to his knees and opens his mouth, begging like a baby bird needing to be fed. The man standing takes his wet cock and pushes it into the mouth of the man on his knees and starts to fuck him.
How's she taste?
He smiles down at the guy. The man moans.
Such a good boy.
He grips a hold of his head, pounding into his mouth. His sucking fills the room in rhythm, while the other continues to fuck the tied woman's mouth as well.
You take cock better than some cunts,
the man jokes. I take a step back, seeing enough. Carnage doesn't care who you are. You're treated all the same. Like a piece of meat everyone gets a taste of. I was just used to belonging to Saint. I'm not sure of the rules anymore or where I fit in, and as much as I love sex, I don't want anyone but him. Turning around, I go to run but hit a wall, squealing in surprise.
Fuck.
A hand grips my hair and drags me into the room.
Someone likes to watch.
He shoves me forward, and I fall to the floor on my hands and knees. Silence fills the room as I stare at the floor, my hair shielding my face while trying to calm my breathing.
Someone call Saint.
One orders.
Why?
The guy who shoved me into the room asks, and I hear him unclasping his belt. I begin to tremble.
She wants a show? Let's give her one. But she can be the main event. No.
One of them snaps.
You know the rules.
I want to ask what the rules are. But instead, I keep my mouth shut. The door opens and one of them steps out. I stay on my hands and knees, eyes on the floor as if I'm paralyzed as they slowly filter out of the room, one by one, until I'm the only one in here. Slowly, I get to my shaky legs and turn to face the door as it opens. Saint and Cashton enter together.
Heard you've been sneaking around and watching women get fucked.
Cashton speaks first. I'm unable to speak, my mouth dry and tongue heavy.
What am I going to do with you?
Saint asks, his eyes falling to my heaving chest. I'm still trying to catch my breath.
A few things come to mind.
Cash jokes, walking to the minibar in the corner. It was where the guy was watching the others. Cashton lights up a joint and brings it to his lips. His eyes are on mine.
So curious.
Saint adds.
Like a cat. Fucking hate cats.
Cash growls.
They're disobedient and always fucking shit up. Now dogs.
He nods to himself.
Dogs are where it's at. They're loyal and easy to train. You'd make a good pet.
Saint says, running his free hand down my face. And all I can think about is what he did to me earlier this morning in his office. My throat still isn't 100%.
Well, you better put a collar and leash on her. Pets are known to be taken around here.
Cash laughs at some inside joke I'm unaware of.
That's a great idea.
Saint smiles. He grabs my hair and yanks me to my feet. I grind my teeth at the sting, but my thighs clench. Fuck. I'm so dead. He forces me to stand on tiptoes, and my eyes lift to meet his hard stare.
I liked the one you wore earlier, but I think you need something a little different.
He refers to the collar I wore while deep throat training. I used to wear a collar for him, so if he's trying to scare me, it's not working.
Something more permanent. You should ask Tyson where he got his.
Cashton laughs, and I stiffen at the sound of the name. I haven't seen Tyson Crawford since the night he killed my mother. He was going to kill me, but he called Saint to come and get me. I know it wasn't because of me. Lords don't give a fuck about women. He did it because he didn't want Saint, Hayden, and Cashton after him. I was Saint's chosen at the time, and killing another Lord's chosen is something you don't want to do unless you have a death wish. The corners of Saint's lips twitch when he notices my unease at the mention of his name.
I think that's a great idea. Saint. She's trembling, although her small body is pressed into mine. Ashton isn't stupid. She knows I'm her biggest threat here. But she also knows I won't allow anyone else to touch her. I saw the smug look on her face when she was in the elevator, and Emerson got in her face, threatening her. She may be a whore, but she's my little whore. Usually I'm the type of guy to do whatever it takes to prove a point, but I'm not going to let her get herself in a sticky situation just to prove her wrong. She can call this a win. I run my tatted knuckles down the side of her cheek, and her eyes remain on mine. What are you doing out of your room? I question. She takes a step back from me. I allow it and drop my hands to my sides.
I didn't know that I couldn't leave my room.
She answers softly, her eyes dropping to the floor. Cashton snorts and takes another hit. Guess I'll have to shackle you to the bed from now on after your training sessions, I offer. She licks her lips, her arms coming up to wrap around herself, but I can see her thighs clench. My sweetheart has been denied to orgasm. I'm just waiting for her to get herself off so I can punish her. I think that's a great idea. Her eyes lift to meet mine and I step forward, pushing her hair back from her face. You always looked so pretty when you were desperate.
Please.
She whispers. That's a good start. I smile at her as her wide eyes go to Cashton. He just snorts, hitting his joint. No one here at Carnage will save her. There is no one but me. Go to your room, I order, and she swallows nervously. Bowing her head, she rushes out of the room and slams the door shut on her way out. Silence fills the room, but I can feel Cash's eyes on me. Don't, I mumble. He raises his hands and shakes his head, but doesn't speak.